We've said over and over that Pentecost celebrates the day when the apostles received the gift of the Holy Spirit. But I'm so glad that we heard the gospel that we just did, because it points out an often overlooked fact, that Pentecost wasn't the first time the apostles received the Holy Spirit. Our gospel tells us that the very day of the resurrection, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And yet, 50 days later, when they were gathering together in Jerusalem, something like tongues of fire came to rest on each one of them. And the Acts of the Apostles says they were filled with the Holy Spirit. It begs the question then, what does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit again? And we better ask that question, because this is not just a question for the apostles. This is a question about you. When you were confirmed, you were sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. But that wasn't the first time the Spirit came to you. That was at baptism. So once more, it begs the question, what does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit again? To help us sort this out, I'll give three examples of things that we could receive more than once. Let's think about a new pair of shoes, a pay raise, and a tank full of gas. If I receive a new pair of shoes, it's something brand new. I've never owned that pair of shoes before. And I can replace that pair when it's worn out. If I receive a pay raise, I'm not replacing anything. It's in addition to what I already had. What I had was a good thing. So this is more of that good thing. If I receive a tank full of gas, it's not because I wore out the gas that I had or that I'm adding to it. It's just because I used it all up. It was only meant to last so long. So here's the question. When you received the Holy Spirit at your confirmation, was it anything like those three things? For that matter, we pray for the Holy Spirit all the time. So when I receive the Holy Spirit again, is it like receiving a new pair of shoes, or a pay raise, or a tank of gas? Well, I believe that by seeing what it is not, we will see what it is. So let's consider the possibilities. When the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, in the form of tongues of fire, it wasn't a brand new spirit. When you received the Holy Spirit at confirmation, it was not a different spirit from the one you received at baptism. St. Paul tells us that there are many gifts, but there's only one spirit. So it can't be like a pair of shoes. So, is the gift of the Holy Spirit then like a pay raise? I'm not replacing anything, but am I getting more of a good thing? But that doesn't seem like the right kind of gift either. Because how can it be possible to add to the gift of the Spirit? You know, we can't compartmentalize the Holy Spirit. You know, just like when you receive the Eucharist, if you receive a larger host or a bigger drink of the precious blood, you're not receiving more Jesus. Even the smallest piece of a host, even just a drop of the precious blood, is the entire body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus. Well, the same goes for the Holy Spirit. If I receive part of it, then I receive all of it. So it's not like a pay raise either. But it wouldn't be fair to think of the gift of the Holy Spirit like a tank full of gas. Because when you received the Holy Spirit at confirmation, it wasn't because you'd used up all the Spirit from your baptism and you were coming in for a refill. No, the Spirit is like a spring of water welling up to eternal life that's never exhausted. So our three examples in falling short are actually showing us what the Spirit does. In fact, the Spirit does what each of those three can't do. The Spirit is not like a new pair of shoes because it makes the old new all over again. The Spirit is not like a pay raise because it's helping that which I already have to be more than enough. And the Spirit is not like a tank full of gas, because it's expanding my own capacity to hold and use the experience more than ever before. When I receive the Holy Spirit, there's nothing that I'm getting that wasn't there before. And yet at the same time, it's so much more. The Spirit truly is the Lord, the giver of life.